HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Vice President Harris picked her number two on the Democratic ticket today with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
He, of course, has been the governor of Minnesota for 6 years now. But before that, he was a member of Congress for six terms. He sat on the Armed Services Committee. He sat on Veterans Affairs. So he knows how Congress works.
Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, reacted to the pick.
It is more instructive for what it says about Kamala Harris, that she doesn't care about the border, she doesn't care about crime, she doesn't care about American energy, and most importantly, she doesn't care about the Americans who have been made to suffer under those policies.
Tropical Storm Debbie is still drenching parts of the southeast today. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez in South Carolina.
Charleston is extremely vulnerable to flooding. Residents have been grabbing sandbags to try to prepare. The mayor announced a citywide curfew that went into effect at 11 last night.
The storm's blamed for at least five deaths. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A bright, beautiful, blue sky day today with mostly sunny skies and highs smack dab into those mid-70s. Winds a bit breezy, though, out of the northeast, gusting up to 20 miles per hour at times. We stay clear and we drop crisp tonight to the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome writer, comedian, producer Tony Boswell, and from Reno 911 and Night at the Museum, the incredibly talented Thomas Lennon.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is Tuesday, August 6, 2024. Glad to have you along with us. A great day to be a Wisconsinite. A great day to be a Minnesotan, a great day to be an American. 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Overcast here in the capital city of Madison. Most of the severe weather kind of moved through. And by the way, Mr. Zommers, huge shout out to one of our colleagues back in the old hometown, WRCO, Country and Community, FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where I started back in 1987. Our colleague Tim Thied was up last night late, about 11:22, and a tornado warning came through for southwest Wisconsin. And Tim Thied was there live in studio and broadcast, did a great job. And that is the value of local radio, which is replicated in all of our stations across this network, across Wisconsin. People like Tim Thied, who are up when others are asleep, who are there to provide critical and important information that can save lives. So hats off to Tim last night at RCO and for helping keep people safe.
Absolutely. And good job just being a resource for the community, as we aim to do here.
Yeah, absolutely. Country and Community 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin. You can get it on the Civic Media app, as well as you can get all of our fine local stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. So that means if you're traveling and you're like, well, I want to know what the heck is happening in this part of the state, just dial up the Civic Media app. It's free, takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. You just download the app and put it on the phone. You could scroll through all of our fine stations and listen to them across the Civic Media Radio Network. Many thanks again to Luke Mathers for joining us last half hour. And in addition to Dan Green from Minnesota, who broke this story last night that it was going to be Tim Walz because he was on his way to Chipotle and he recorded all these black SUVs. Apparently, some combination between Minnesota and Secret Service folks. He knew something was up. And now his Twitter feed doubled like 5,000 times. It's a great story. And turned out to be a very nice guy as well. That was cool about it. And Luke Mathers, of course, who predicted that Walz would be the nominee for vice president last week right here on this program. So we're off to a fantastic start. Your phone calls are welcome as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Want to get into more cuts of Tim Walz so we can, because I mean, I think a lot of people, even though he's right next door in our neighboring state of Minnesota, a lot of people aren't familiar with Tim Walz. I know I wasn't until I started kind of paying attention about a week or so ago. And again, he was born in Nebraska, grew up most of his life in Minnesota. His dad died at a very young age, ended up going into the military, had a great career in the military, especially with the Minnesota National Guard, a Minnesota National Guardsman, guards person, Tim Walz, a high school social studies teacher. I mean, I can attest myself, whether it was Ken Theed or Ken Lewis, my two Kens, as it turns out, of social studies teachers, have great, these people, high school social studies teachers, by the way, I don't know anybody who's smarter, who understands history better, and who could contextualize life better than a high school social studies teacher, or middle school social studies teacher, for that matter. Tim Walz, a former high school social studies teacher, and also coached the high school football team to a national championship. Here's a guy who's done it all. Want to play this cut before we go back to the phone lines. Again, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mr. Zomers, let's do number six here. This is Minnesota Governor Tim Walz talking about J.D. Vance and gives some great comparisons to the two vice presidential candidates. Here's Tim Walz from about a week ago.
How are you going to build a water treatment plant in a town of 400 if you don't have a collective effort at it? So I have to tell you, they scream socialism. We just build roads and we build schools and we build prosperity into this. Their whole plan is to go backwards, to give tax cuts to the wealthy. And look, it was so surprising. You know, these super successful Donald Trump, who inherited $400 million and then proceeded to fail at everything. Middle America, you earn it, but you know what? You're not on your own. Neighbors help neighbors. And I will, this one bothers me. I heard you talking about punching back at the bullies. They see people less fortunate as scapegoats and you know, punchlines for their jokes. We see them as neighbors. And I said it with my mom. My dad dies when my little brother's young. We're teenagers. We get Social Security survivor benefits. I'm all for pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. We didn't have any boots. Social Security was the boots, and we pulled ourselves up, and we paid that back. And I think J.D. Vance gets none of that. You know, it's the aw shucks, I'm from here or whatever. So my hillbilly cousins did not go to Yale, but I'll tell you what they did. They contributed to our community, and they're proud of it.
Look out for your neighbors. Stop being weird. The Governor Tim Walz way of politicking. We love to hear it. Thank you so much, Governor.
I mean, that's it in a nutshell. Help your neighbors and stop being weird. You can't say it more succinct, more direct, and in language that real people understand than that. Tim Walz is a person who gets Midwestern Americans, gets all Americans, but in particular gets us in Wisconsin. One of us as a Midwesterner. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Stoughton and CJ, listening in Stoughton on WMDX. CJ, what say you?
Thank you for taking my call, Todd. Yeah, I think it's a big win, actually, for the Republicans, and I am one. We know his record. It's kind of like Mandela Barnes. When we found out his record, we didn't want it the same way. That's why Kamala is in hiding as an answer to question in 2 weeks. She's a teleprompt artist. But
I'll let you continue. Well, let's just stop there. Let's stop there for a second. She is going to be in seven states this week on live events with reporters in front of crowds. Trump doesn't have one national thing scheduled this week. He's sitting down there in Mar-a-Lago. So I just don't think that one holds water, but go ahead.
Well, he went to the National Association of Black Journalists.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Where he refused to go on stage.
And, yes, go ahead. Well,
you know what? He had the balls to be there. She didn't. And she won't, because she can't answer the questions, because her record is extreme liberal. The open border, this guy, she started the bailout fund in Minnesota, or she supported it. He wouldn't put criminals in jail during the riots as they burned down their city.
All right, so let's stop there. Because this is a legit thing that already MAGA folks are saying, that, you know, Tim Walz wanted to make it possible for some former felons to vote. CJ, you guys have nominated a 34-time convicted felon in Donald Trump. So I don't think that argument holds much water, dude.
I certainly do, because those are trumped up charges and they'll be overturned in appeal.
Oh, they're just trumped up charges because they sat. Okay, got it.
Who's the one that supports an open border? Which ones support an open border? We're living.
Democrats and Harris. She does not support an open border, CJ. That is a false narrative.
Really, the borders are right.
We talked about that on the show. Actually, she was put in charge by President Biden to go to Central American nations like El Salvador, which has gone from one of the highest populations of. All right, let's turn CJ off. I tried to have a conversation. I try once in a while, but let's do the border for a second. Kamala Harris was put in charge by President Biden to go to Central American nations like El Salvador, who, again, I don't agree with the current president, Nayib Bukele's way he's done it, but he has lowered crime, and El Salvador has gone from one of the highest undocumented countries crossing the border to one of the lowest. And Biden said, hey, maybe we should get thoughtful and think of how we could work with these countries to improve conditions in the country so as to stem undocumented immigration. She began that, and it has gone down. And we are at the lowest border crossings in the last 2 or 3 years. It has gotten better. And remember, conservative Republican, MAGA Republican, or conservative Republican James Lankford of Oklahoma wrote the bipartisan bill on immigration that was ready to pass, and Donald Trump ordered MAGA Republicans in Congress and the Senate to kill it. That's the truth about the border. So let's just keep people honest. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Gail, listening in Beaver Dam. Gail, thanks for calling. Let's see you.
Yeah, first, 5 stars for Civic Media. Great show, guys.
Appreciate it.
We all know Trump's a coward and a con man. My crystal ball says it's going to get so dire for Trump, he will bail, leaving the Republican Party in complete chaos.
Really? Now, that's a hot take. You think that Trump is going to withdraw as well?
Yep, it's going to get so dire, the crystal ball says he's going to bail, leaving the Republican Party in complete chaos.
Wow. That is a take. I mean, would that be something? I mean, what would they do then, right? I mean, I don't know.
The saga continues. Get the popcorn and beer ready. It's going to be a while.
I like that.
All right, thanks a lot,
guys. Hey, thank you. Keep her between the lines up there at Beaver Dam. Great place, Beaver Dam. Gail and Beaver Dam. Love it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. L.A. Tom, by the way, comments that earlier comment by our caller there on where was Kamala Harris at the Black Journalist event. She was at a funeral for Sheila Jackson Lee. So, I mean, you know, are you going to criticize people for going and to a funeral of a longtime colleague and friend?
Right. It's not like she wasn't doing something important.
Yeah, exactly. And again, Harris is going to be in 7 states this week, along with Tim Walz, with reporters. We're going to be up there in Eau Claire tomorrow. Tune into the show. It's going to be great fun. Our good friend and colleague Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio will be here with us tomorrow on location from Eau Claire. We have more on this show. Your calls as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Vol Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Network, the All Ball Show here at 20 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, August 6th, 2024. Zommer is on the board. Glad to have you along with us. If you want to call in, welcome you, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. One of our callers here, Mary in Tosa, listening in and says, listening to Civic Media's Native Media Awake will give good Minnesota take on their Governor Tim Walz joining VP Harris on the campaign trail tonight from 9 until 10. This is
Native Roots Radio is another name you will often hear it by.
Yep. This is a great reminder, and I appreciate it, Mary. Our friend and colleague Robert Pilot on that program from 9 until 10. So it goes by two names. I'm a little confused, Mr. Zommers. Are they using two names or?
So it's Native Roots Radio.
Right.
But I believe they have Awake as a big theme or a segment title.
Okay. I just want to make sure I was correct on that. But Native Roots Radio, a great program, a great Native American perspective. And this brings up a great point, Mary. And someone tweeted this out this morning saying that about Walz, and is just as excited about future Minnesota Governor Penny Flanagan, who would be the first Native American woman to serve as governor and who got her start in politics at 25 years old as a school board member, says building a diverse bench pays off. So if Harris and Walz would win, that means the lieutenant governor, Peggy Flanagan, would take over Minnesota, and if so, she would be the first Native American woman to serve as a governor in the United States of America. Now, how cool is that? And I believe I'll stand corrected. Robert or Mary can correct me, but I believe the lieutenant governor has been a guest on Native Roots Radio with Robert Pilot. So there you go. Tune in tonight on Civic Media from 9 until 10. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Want to get to a couple more of these great cuts, getting to know Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, now the Democratic nominee for vice president. The more you hear this guy, the more it just makes a sense. Let's go to cut five, if we can, Mr. Zommers. This is Governor Tim Walz talking about Democratic issues and just kind of laying this out. Here is Tim Walz from a few days ago.
Who's asking for this crazy stuff? Who's asking to raise the price of insulin? Who's asking to get rid of birth control? They do these focus groups or whatever. Who's sitting in a barn racing, Wisconsin, saying, you know what we really need? We need to ban Animal Farm. Nobody is. They're talking about real things. So when these guys get in situations in front of real people and trying to pretend like they know what people are going through, they've got nothing to offer. And no one can picture them in their own lives. I brought this thing up that Donald Trump tries to mock Vice President Harris for laughing, and I made the point, you never see this guy laugh. You never see him do these normal things. Imagine when I go home at night, I pick up the Frisbee and throw it, and my dog catches it, he comes over, he gets the belly rub for being a good boy. Picture these guys doing that kind of stuff. They just can't. And what it allows us to do is, we hear you where you're coming from.
How about that? Also had the smartness and the quickness to call out Racine, Wisconsin, and knows how native Raciners pronounce it even.
Even other people around the state often say Racine, but right. Racine, if you live there, is how you say it.
Yeah. I mean, here's a guy who knows Wisconsin in Tim Walz. And he's right. As I said, one of the cool things about this job, one of the blessings, one of the opportunities is I get to travel. and I get to go out in our communities across the state of Wisconsin. And Governor Walz is absolutely right. I mean, two things that I don't hear often or at all when I'm in Amory and River Falls and Chippewa Falls and Green Bay and Richland Center and Wisconsin Dells and Eau Claire and New Glarus and Milwaukee. Two things I hardly ever hear at all, or if at all. Quote unquote illegal immigration and Palestine. Two of the kind of extreme views on the right and the left. Guess who's not talking about those things? Most of Wisconsin. What I do hear from people at state fairs and county fairs, at bakeries and parks and grocery stores and hotel lobbies, working people in Wisconsin. What Governor Walz just said, the price of insulin, of health care. They're concerned about their kids' future. The cost of daycare. The cost of sending kids to school. Having good schools, community schools, public schools. Higher education, public higher education in Wisconsin. Conservation, clean water, affordable housing, the cost of housing going up. Those are the things that I've heard firsthand from spending the summer traveling around Wisconsin. And that's what Tim Walz gets. Because he lives, because he's a normal guy. Because what does he do, Mr. Zommers? I'm sorry.
I went to Menards and bought an air filter for my furnace.
That's it. That's exactly it. Because he goes to Menards and he buys an air filter for his furnace. We're gonna use that so many times between now and November. You will get sick of it. But I don't care because I love that because it's just, it's exactly what Wisconsinites do. And it epitomizes the type of candidate that we need in America. Not just a candidate, the type of vice president.
The type of leader.
Yes, the type of person who's not all hoity-toity and consumed with either the left or the West Coast or the East Coast. Who knows Wisconsin values? Who knows Midwest values? Quite frankly, that's not weird. Tim Walz, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Do we have time for the Minnesota State Fair one? Probably not. That's kind of longer, isn't it? We do? All right, very good. So this is fantastic. This is Tim Walz going to the Minnesota State Fair with his daughter.
Hey, Minnesota. Governor Walz here out at the State Fair with my daughter.
Hope.
Every year we as a family do something old and something new. I get to pick something, a classic, the old mill ride, to do that. And then Hope gets to pick something new.
I think we're gonna go do the slingshot.
Which I don't know what it is, and they're keeping it from me. But then we're gonna go get some food, corn dog.
I'm vegetarian.
Turkey then.
And the turkey's then, meat.
Not in Minnesota, turkey special. And we will go do some of those things and report back.
And here they are on the slingshot, which is a fair slingshot.
Ride. Yeah. It's like a fair ride. It's like a big bungee where you have like a, you sit together, a tandem bungee jump. And they have like a GoPro camera and he's going up and down. The governor of Minnesota with his daughter. Here we are.
Yes!
That was good. Good job, Dad.
Oh, thanks, Hope. All right, Minnesota. It's worth it. Wow, that is wild.
That was pretty cool, actually.
That is wild.
Awesome. Now see right there. That's the kind of okay. Vice president you want.
It was so worth it. Good call.
It was good.
Thanks for talking me into it.
Governor Walz with his daughter Hope on a fair ride, and he's like, we're gonna get some food afterwards, and he says corn dog, and he's like, she's like I'm a vegetarian, and he said okay turkey dog, and she's like turkey's meat dad, and he says not in Minnesota, it's special.
It was so funny.
Back after this, it's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Working people in Wisconsin need more opportunities to boost their income. That's according to Robert Craig of Wisconsin Citizen Action. He recommends more access to job training programs.
A lot of the workforce training programs we have are helpful to a number of people, but they don't move the inequality numbers because they don't reach enough people.
A new University of Wisconsin study finds income inequality is growing in Wisconsin, although the problem is worse in other states. Wisconsin wildlife officials are out with their fall hunting forecast for 2024. The archery and bow deer season for deer is being extended in some areas. The Department of Natural Resources expects good harvest numbers for turkeys, pheasants, grouse, and bear. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Altoona will receive millions of dollars to support affordable housing efforts next year. According to a WQOW report, the tax incremental district for the city's River Prairie District will close in 2025, making $6 million available for the city to put towards an affordable housing fund. City officials are now considering the best way to use that funding and will host a meeting at City Hall on Thursday at 6 p.m. Some possible options include down payment assistance, repairs to existing housing, and funding new development. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced two positive West Nile virus tests, one of which comes from Chippewa County. According to a press release, a dead bird that was recently found in Chippewa County led to a positive test result for the virus. Officials are reminding residents to be on the lookout for mosquitoes, which can acquire the virus by feeding on infected birds and then transferring it to other animals or people. The virus cannot be spread from person to person or animal to person, only through the mosquitoes. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez divorce has been injected with some actual Hollywood-style drama. According to Suge Knight, illicit videos of Lopez were found when the FBI raided Sean Diddy Combs' properties a few months ago. The former Death Row CEO claims the FBI gave the videos to Affleck as a solid to prepare him in case the videos potentially went public. Knight is apparently basing this all on the timing of the issues between Affleck and Lopez. Combs has been accused of crimes ranging from sex trafficking to sexual assault. What are the effects of divorce for a middle-aged man? For Ben Affleck, he sought counsel from his ex-wife Jennifer Garner, who eventually had to excuse herself from being her ex's therapist. Affleck is also rocking a faux hawk like Robert De Niro in Taxi Driver. This all comes as TMZ reports that Affleck and Lopez are not speaking to each other. In the meantime, Ben Affleck will presumably be on the lookout for a new girl named Jen while looking like Travis Bickle. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A bright, beautiful, blue sky day today with mostly sunny skies and highs smack dab into those mid-70s. Winds a bit breezy, though, out of the northeast, gusting up to 20 miles per hour at times. We stay clear and we drop crisp tonight to the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, we get set for Vice President Kamala Harris to rally in the Chippewa Valley now that she has a running mate, and we'll get Todd Alba's take on it as well.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Quit drinking for in the morning. Stop drinking, did the guy fire?
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, August 6th, 2024. Mr. Zomers, a little bit more Minnesota music in honor of Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, now VP pick.
Yeah, that was a little cut from Debbie Downer by Landon Conrath, another Twin Cities artist who I saw at Mile of Music in Appleton last weekend.
Really? Very good. See, I mean, this is what we can agree on, even though we can get a little salty with each other between the Packers, the Vikings, and the Gophers and the Badgers. We can agree on music. I mean, whether it's that group from Minnesota or Bon Iver in Eau Claire, which, by the way, is performing tomorrow at Eau Claire. We're going to have the show live from the venue tomorrow in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, as Kamala Harris and Tim Walz make Eau Claire one of their first stops on their tour after tonight in Pennsylvania. And we're going to be there. So tune in tomorrow. We'll be live from Eau Claire, noon until 2, along with Pat Kreitlow. Go to the text line here on WMDX. Carol in Madison, this is a great text. Since Governor Walz is the vice presidential candidate, I have some suggestions for his Secret Service name. Hot Dish, which very Minnesotan, very Wisconsin.
Yes, Hot Dish is on his way. ETA 5 minutes.
Yes. Ope. That's very Charlie Behrens and Manitowoc Minute. Lutefisk and Hockey. Or Hockey, maybe Hockey Puck. That's the old Don Rickles line.
All good stuff. What are you looking at, you Hockey Puck?
Right, exactly. That's fantastic. Really good stuff. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What do you think of this pick by Vice President Harris of Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, to be her running mate today? Go to the phone lines on WMDX here in Madison. Joe, listening in Madison. Always a pleasure, Joe. What say you?
A couple of points I wanted to make. First off, just playing off of a Secret Service name. I have not confirmed this, but somebody had mentioned that Governor Walz actually has a hot dish that has won some awards. And I think
really?
The name of it was something like, Turkey Trot Tater Tot, which since I'm a big fan of tater tots, I was quite impressed with that particular culinary exercise of his, if that's the way it goes. And I wanted to encourage people to take a look at that clip that you played of Governor Walz with his daughter tackling the slingshot at the state fair. And I think there's some points on it that are very interesting to me. Number one, you look at him and he's with his daughter and obviously great affection there. And his fashion choices are fascinating to me because he's wearing a camel baseball hat and a Springsteen T-shirt. And I thought, you are going to the fair and you're wearing what makes you feel comfortable. You know, this is what people do when they're at the fair. Obviously, we've seen him, you know, on the public speaking circuit and he looks very refined, very, very fashionable, what he needs to be. Mm-hmm. I think he's an adaptable person. He's a person who he's had to adapt. He didn't grow up wealthy. He grew up, his dad died young. He went to National Guard route. He went, as I understand it, he got his college through his service to the country. You know, he went on the GI Bill. Mm-hmm. And as I understand, he got a master's degree, too. And I think there's something about being a teacher. You got to learn how to think on your feet, and you have to learn how to control the situation, how to think quickly and to pull facts and to sort of read the other people and manage that room. I'm telling you, young kids can be a room full of trouble. They can be a lot to handle. So, I think that the other thing that's interesting about this video clip is that he's obviously having such a great time with his daughter. And I would contrast that with Mr. Vance, who in this last week talked about the moment that he heard that Trump might be calling him about a VP possibility. And his son was interested in finding out if his dad could watch him with some Pokemon stuff. And apparently J.D. Vance said, and I can't believe he said this. He said, I told my son to shut the hell up. Yeah. And I thought, oh, my God, he's a 7-year-old. You don't model that kind of behavior. Maybe a 14-year-old, but not a 7-year-old. And I thought, there's a real contrast there of, you could have just said, Daddy's busy. Or why would you even mention that you lost it and said, shut the hell up to your 7-year-old? I thought it was just an illuminating point, sadly, an illuminating point. So thanks.
Yeah. Hey, always appreciate it, Joe. Thank you so very much. And in fact, Mr. Zomers, wherever you have it, after the next call, maybe we'll take it. I just sent that clip that Joe just talked about. It's true. And he talks about it being true. We'll take it in just a minute, where he actually told his 7-year-old kid to shut up. Shut the hell up, I believe is the quote, when Trump called him to give him the news. And Joe's absolutely right that if you look at these clips of Tim Walz with his daughter Hope, they have a special bond, a special girl-dad bond in terms of how they understand each other, the love between them. And here's a guy who seems to be, by all accounts, a great father. Now, you can talk about family values, or you can live family values.
He is definitely doing the latter.
And Tim Walz is a guy who certainly seems to live his family values. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to beautiful Crawford County out there in southwest Wisconsin. Ross calling in Crawford County. Ross, any storm damage last night? I know a lot of severe weather over there by Eastman and that area. How'd you fare?
Yeah, right. Over by Rolling Ground and Soldiers Grove, what I'm seeing is mostly just kind of some big limbs, sort of big limbs that are sort of, you know, got on the ground and such. I haven't seen, like, major tree damage or anything, or building damage, anything like that.
Okay. Good to know. Thanks.
Yeah, so hopefully not, you know, at least that's where I'm looking. Joe had good points. My little 2 cents worth is it seems to be, like, the everyday kind of guy of Governor Walz versus kind of this aggrieved and sort of, you know, sort of ornery kind of hillbilly attitude. But going to Kamala Harris's choice on Walz, what it seemed to be important to her, like a lot of times we strategize. You say, oh, if you get the guy from Pennsylvania, you'll get this vote, or if you get, you might get the border vote if you vote for Kelly down there in Arizona. But I think what she looked for was somebody that was going to be on her team, be supportive. And I'm imagining she's eyeballing this person, and she wants to make sure that this guy, who in this case is Walz, is going to support her thick and thin. And from what I understand, Walz was supporting Biden up to the very end. So I sometimes think we strategize, but it's also, from the candidate's point of view, it's like, I need somebody who's going to, you know, have my back.
I totally agree on that. I mean, I think that oftentimes we as media or political prognosticators, we try to, you know, all the electoral college, you try to put all the numbers and science into it, right? But more often than not, the presidential candidate just wants someone that they can vibe well with, somebody that they trust. So I totally agree with you, Ross. I think that, and reports were that this decision came late last night or even early this morning, and that the vice president really thought about this. And I think Ross is right that a lot of it was just kind of coming down to how do you feel about all these people? How do you work with them? 855-752-4842. Mr. Zomers have a comment from our ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry, off of Facebook, says, it isn't interesting. J.D. Vance, Derek Van Orten yelling at kids. They do not appear to be concerned about how that makes them look, do they? Great point.
I think it's a feature and not a bug. They want more people who are, I am the man of the house and I'm in control and I don't care about you girls and kids and screw off.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines. Keith in Middleton on MDX. Keith, thanks for listening. What say you?
Your guy there is absolutely right. That is a feature, not a bug of that system right now. Those guys are, anyway. To be honest with you, I was really kind of not leaning towards Walz. I kind of wanted somebody a little more middle of the road, maybe a little more moderate. I was looking for Kelly, and we talked to you and I the other day about Adam Kinzinger being an awesome choice. But as it's going on here, he's becoming real popular, being very well received. And I also kind of wonder if it's not maybe a little nod towards the far left of the Democratic Party, because I really did not want to see 2016 happen again with the far left of the party leaving and voting for Jill Stein. So hopefully that'll hold them, because they can't do that again. That was ridiculous.
I think you bring up a good point, Keith. As you read the articles and kind of read between the lines, there was certainly the progressive wing of the party that seemed to want Tim Walz, and that keeps them appeased and happy, I guess. But I think that Tim Walz is one of those kind of just unicorn magical candidates where he does appeal to everyone, or at least maybe not to everyone, but a broad spectrum of voters. He's the kind of person that can say, yes, I believe that our kids should not be hungry in our public schools and give them lunches and breakfast. And I also pheasant hunt. And I think that people have the right to have firearms to go hunting, but we should have reasonable gun control laws that we don't need, you know, AR-15s in classrooms. That's a pretty reasonable stance, in my opinion. So and a guy that can go into, as he said earlier, this cut, go into American Legion halls as a veteran, highest ranking military person to serve in the United States Congress for 12 years, who is on the Veterans Affairs Committee, who knows veterans issues, who's fought for veterans issues. So that's, you find a person like that and who could also just communicate well and you vibe well with them. That's somebody you got to take a serious look at, and Kamala Harris did. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I want to play this clip we mentioned. Joe mentioned this. This is J.D. Vance in an interview, I believe, last week, talking about when Trump gave him the call for VP and how he treated his kid.
So I'm like, oh, no. So I call Trump, and I'm like, hey, sir, what's going on? He's like, J.D., you missed a very important phone call. And now I'm going to have to pick somebody else. And I'm, you know, I like tense up and almost have a heart attack. And the crazy thing about it is my son, who's 7, is in the hotel room with me. And he's really into Pokemon cards right now. He's going through a Pokemon phase. Are you guys into Pokemon?
I was back in the day. Okay. Yeah. That's a big phase right now, I think, in general.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, he's really into it. So he's trying to talk to me about Pikachu. And I'm on the phone with Donald Trump. And I'm like, son, shut the hell up for 30 seconds about Pikachu. This is the most important phone call of my life. Please just let me take this phone call.
I don't have children. I have 2 godsons that are as close as I'll ever get. I have 2 nieces. I watched the parents of my godson and my sister and brother-in-law raise their children. I don't know any loving, legit parent who turns to their 7-year-old and says, shut the hell up, when all the kid is trying to do is get your attention and love. That's a signal to me that this guy ain't all there. And his temper is dangerous. And he's not the kind of person that you might want to trust with, say, I don't know, nuclear codes. Not a caring person. On the other side, we have Tim Walz, who goes on fair rides with his kid, takes time to hang out with her, a girl dad. It's the kind of person I want to vote for vice president. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. When we come back, speaking of that, we have this, we'll play a little bit of it at least. They made a great public service announcement recently in Minnesota about hands-free driving, a bill that they just passed and Governor Tim Walz signed into law. Tim Walz and his daughter Hope did a video that they put out that is really funny. Because again, to Tim Walz's point and other callers' point today, here's what I've learned about life. If you're not afraid to laugh at yourself, a little self-deprecation, it shows that you don't have some maniacal ego and you're usually a pretty good person. Donald Trump can't laugh at himself. There's no self-deprecation. Tim Walz is definitely able to laugh at himself. We'll give you the cut, the clip, in his own words when we come back. It's the All Ball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I went to Menards.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. That's, pardon me, 2 o'clock. It's gone by so fast, but a fun show today. 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from CBS and ABC News time, depending upon which of our wonderful Civic Media stations you're listening to. A check of weather, sports with Mike Clemens. Well, I think he just does sports, but we have one of our lovely weather people. And then Mike Clemens will check in on sports, doing a great job covering Packers training camp. And then the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon following us from 2 until 4. Maggie Dawn right after us. Stay tuned for that great program. Want to finish up a little bit more here on Governor Walz, Tim Walz of Minnesota. The vice presidential pick of Kamala Harris, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. So they passed a bill, Walz signed it into law, a hands-free driving bill. And oftentimes you get people and professional actors, whatever, to get public service announcements out. But what Walz did is he has this great relationship with his daughter. And so they make this video, and they left the bloopers in of just them off the cuff. And they said, oh, this might be funny. And I think it is. We're going to play you a little bit of this. Here is the public service address announcement and the blooper outtakes with Governor Walz of Minnesota and his daughter on hands-free driving.
Hi, Minnesota. Governor Walz here along with
Hope.
We're making sure we remind all of you, hands-free driving starts on the 1st of August. We want to make sure our teen drivers are not texting and...
No. I think it's actually mostly bald men.
Cut. All right, once again, Minnesotans, we're here making sure millennials are putting down the phone. And
I think it's actually adults, Dad. Like, older people like you.
Cut.
Hey, guys, this is Hope Walz, and I'm here with my dad, Governor Walz. And we're just here talking about the new hands-free law, and I'm just going to show him how to prop his phone up so it's not in his hand and he can still see his navigation. All right, just like this.
Cut. Hey, Minnesota,
and
Governor
then she drops
Tim
it to
Walz
the
floor here. What in... Governor Walz here trying to get rid of a child for anyone. On the 1st of August, Minnesota's new law is hands-free, making sure teens aren't Snapchatting.
I think it's everything, like texting, calling, like it's all hands-free, not just Snapchat, Dad.
All right, cut. One more time.
Turn it down.
Why?
We're making a distracted driving video and you have the radio up too loud. Hey, Minnesota, Governor Walz here along with Hope, who listens to the radio too loudly. Well, it's a distracted driving video
it's
we're trying
slow-mo.
To make.
It's slow-mo.
Okay.
Keep both hands on the wheel, phone out of sight, out of mind.
Good advice. You are ready for college.
Cut.
So make sure when you get in your car,
your hands free.
In states that have hands-free driving, we reduce fatalities and accidents by over 15%. We want to make sure that everybody gets home safely. Hope, any advice for Minnesotans?
What he said.
It's not worth it, Minnesota. Put the phone down. It's the law of the land. More importantly, it's going to keep Minnesotans safe.
I'm glad I get to drive on the roads with this law in effect.
There you go. A little public service announcement from Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and his daughter Hope. She says, I think it's, he talks about kids, and she's like, it's mostly bald men. I can relate. Not afraid to laugh at himself.
Do you text while driving? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, I'm doing it much less. Doing more voice texting now. But here's on the other side of the aisle. As we said, you got to laugh at yourself. Self-deprecation. On the other side of the aisle, here's what Donald Trump said last week at a rally.
But, you know, when I was building the wall, I said, you have to give us 28,000 soldiers. And they laughed at me. I hate when people laugh at me. I hate it. I hate it. No, it's so disrespectful. They laughed at me. We won't do
it. See, even the crowd laughed at that because they thought he was joking. He wasn't. Trump hates to be laughed at. He loves it when we go after him and argue and push back and fight. He loves that.
Makes him feel powerful.
What he doesn't love, what he hates, is being laughed at and made fun of. Like most bullies. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Robert, listening down WAUK in Waukesha. He's in West Dallas. Robert, thanks for calling in. What's up?
I just want to make a few comments. I think this is a really poor pick. Kamala just shed an older Joe Biden. And then to put Tim Walz in, if you look at his picture, the guy looks like he's 65, pushing 70, easy.
He's but in his late really 50s, help. Like 59.
Yeah, he looks like he's about 70. The other thing is, does anyone really think Minnesota's not going to go blue? Or would they be better off with someone like Mayor Pete, who's young, energetic, and gives you a chance or to do close the gap in a state like Indiana, and someone who's competent? I don't know what the mindset is of the Democratic Party of taking people out of positions of power and then sliding them into a VP pick. I think this is a terrible idea. I don't think there's going to be any excitement for him. Young people are the ones that come out, knock doors, make phone calls. They would do that for Mayor Pete. They're not going to do that for Tim Walz. I think it's meh.
Are you a Democratic voter?
Yes, for many years. And
you're not excited about Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
Kamala was fine. I think they did themselves a big disservice by picking him as the VP pick.
Will you go to the polls?
Wrong move.
Will you vote for them?
Probably, because again, it'll
probably
be the lesser of two evils.
Probably,
you know,
probably
enthusiasm behind someone like Mayor Pete.
I'm a big Pete Buttigieg guy. I'm a big Pete Buttigieg guy, but okay. She had to pick the right person. I think Tim Walz is a great pick.
Yeah, Tim Walz isn't it. You guys are going to lose the election and everyone's going to be.
What do you mean? You're the Democrat. I'm an independent. See, this, all right. Unfortunately, that's a big downer way to end the show. That right there, when people tell me, when I say things like, well, there are extremes on both sides, and people say, Todd, show me. That's a great example right there. I mean, this far left stuff of it had to be Buttigieg, or I don't know if I'm gonna, I might not vote. And then, I mean, if people like that stay home and don't vote because they didn't get their way, they deserve the government they're gonna get on the other side in Project 2025. Kamala Harris made a great choice because Tim Walz is so Midwestern that he smells of tuna casserole when he walks in the room. It's a great choice, and I commend the vice president on her great choice. A great show as well today. Special thanks to Dan Green from Minnesota, who broke this story. Appreciate him making our show the first stop on his tour. And Luke Mathers of Tuesday Tangents. Luke will be in Eau Claire tomorrow at the event with Vice President Harris and Governor Tim Walz. Join us from Eau Claire tomorrow. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, don't give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for a very special Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll introduce you to Josh Shapiro, Kamala Harris's VP pick, or Crudy will eat his crow. Tune in, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WCFW website at wcfw.fm. Your news just for the Eau Claire area. I'm James Kelly with WCFW News.
covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.